Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Haman had the heart of a monster, the ear of the king, and the plot hatched in hell. Yet he still seemed to have everything going his way. You can't help but notice his likeness to the coming man of sin, the beast, sitting at the king's elbow soon after his appointment, quote, above all the princes, Esther 3:1, he ventured to raise the subject with his boss, quote, there is a certain people scattered and dispersed in all the provinces of your kingdom. Their laws are different from all other peoples, and they do not keep the king's laws. Therefore, it is not fitting for the king to let them remain. Verse 8. That is serious. They have no name, and they're scattered and dispersed all over the place? And different, you say? How dangerous. They don't keep my laws? Well, that's a stretch. But I don't think they should remain. A euphemism for exist, says Haman. But he has a plan. Quote, if it pleases the king, let a decree be written that they be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver into the hands of those who do the work, to bring it into the king's treasuries. Verse 9. We'll just vanish them. A simple business transaction. With less thought than a chess move, the king handed over his signet, the equivalent of writing a blank check, and replied, quote, do with them as seems good to you. Verse 11. In less than 2 weeks, a document was drafted, quote, according to all that Haman commanded. Verse 12. Signed, sealed, and delivered. Imagine God's view as he watched the mules, horses, and camels scatter across the empire, quote, hastened by the king's command. Verse 15. The decree was unchangeable. The date was set. The news was posted everywhere. How could anyone stop it now? But what's that? Someone laughing? Yes, quote, he who sits in the heavens shall laugh. Psalm 2, verse 4.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.